From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has praised anti-government protesters in Iran at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, which was called by the U.S. to discuss the more than 20 people who have died during the demonstrations there. Iran's U.N. ambassador, Ghulam Ali Khosrow, joined many nations, including Russia, to criticize the United States for what they say is meddling in Iran's domestic affairs.
This is nothing but another desperate attempt by the U.S. administration to escape forward, as it has lost every shred of moral, political, and legal authority and credibility in the eyes of the whole world.
Although not tied directly to the protests, the U.S. has sanctioned five Iranian companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program. U.S. President Donald Trump posted on Twitter late Friday the approval of Senator Rand Paul's idea about ending aid to Pakistan. Heather Nauert is the U.S. State Department spokesperson, and she speaks about the U.S. decision to end aid to Islamabad.
Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel, the United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action, they say, would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. Russia's Supreme Court has upheld a ruling barring opposition leader Alexei Navalny from running in the March presidential election. The High Court upheld the Central Election Commission's decision banning him from running because of his conviction on criminal charges. Navalny and his followers say those charges are politically motivated. This is VOA News. There may be movement in the right direction in improving relations between North and South Korea and de-escalating the nuclear threat on the Korean Peninsula. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has that story.
Pyongyang agreed to Seoul's offer for dialogue Friday, only hours after the U.S. and the South delayed a joint military exercise that was set for next month. President Donald Trump and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in said late Thursday that annual large-scale military drills typically held in the spring will now take place after the Winter Games. What hasn't changed anyone's stance on the North's nuclear weapons. Kim Jong-un announced earlier this week in a New Year's Day speech his country will now focus on mass-producing missiles for deployment. Trump, for his part, said Thursday the talks were a good thing.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Two former Zimbabwean cabinet ministers who were loyal to ousted President Robert Mugabe have appeared in court this Saturday on corruption charges. But the lawyers for former Foreign Affairs Minister Walter Mzimbe and former Energy Minister Samuel Ndenge say that the charges are pure victimization, targeting those who were against President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who replaced Mugabe. The two were arrested Friday and appeared in court Saturday, where they were then released on bail. U.S. President Donald Trump has lashed out at the media as a provocative new book called Fire and Fury, written by Michael Wolff, hit the stands, portraying the first year of Trump's presidency as one in shambles. Also says that he is childlike and possibly in need of psychiatric help. In a late Friday tweet, Mr. Trump said that Michael Wolff is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book. He then used sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everyone. Too bad. That's according to the Trump tweet. Malaysia has agreed to allow a U.S. firm to resume the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 that disappeared in March of 2014. The Malaysian Transport Minister said Saturday that a group called Ocean Infinity, a seabed exploration company, is now doing the search on a no-fly, no-fee basis. That means the company will not be paid if it does not find the plane. The Boeing 777 vanished during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 people on board, sparking one of aviation's greatest mysteries. The governments of Malaysia, China, and Australia called off the search for the plane in January 2017. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.